Oh yeah, that.
Oh, Caleb.
My
you are loud and distorted.
Caleb.
It's because I'm
okay.
Lap. We have to tell you that every
time.
It is on his lap.
I'm just leaning over because I'm looking at something.
Oh my word, that echoes awful.
Poop. That's not the only reason he leans over.
Shut up, Logan.
Hey, podcast number four.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I can't count to four, so.
Yeah, Caleb, you might want to get into your mic a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'd like to state this, we are pre-recording this on the same day that number three was recorded.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, just because I have to work next Sunday, so this is not going to be able to be recorded that day. And Sundays are pretty much the only day we can all get together. Yep. So
wait, we did a third one?
Yeah.
When?
Caleb, please.
Hi, Bear.
Hey, Grizz. Bear, can you be quiet?
Alrighty, so think of last week's podcast, minus Evan.
An hour ago.
Minus Evan. And that's who's on podcast number four.
Yep, that is Logan.
Anthony.
And Yvonne.
No, Caleb.
Caleb.
He's too busy eating a drumstick.
Aww.
Oh, Caleb, that is disgusting.
So, I'm just going to get this rate started. Because this is going a really weird turn. Caleb, did you end up seeing The Kingsman?
Not yet.
Okay.
We should go see that tonight.
What do you think about it?
I've got the Oscars to watch, dude. What do I think about it?
What do you think about the movie, the concepts, just different things like that?
It looks funny. It looks like fun to watch. I don't know much about it, but I like the director, Matthew Vaughn.
I mean, I'm very excited for it.
A very fun director to watch his projects.
I've got a friend who's already went and seen it. He said it was very good. He really enjoyed it.
Well, I mean, that's comforting.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, he's also a
grizzly bear.
He's also, like, not the smartest when it comes to movies. You know, he doesn't know the whole technical thing. So he's more there for the entertainment portion. He said it was very entertaining.
Well, that's good. That's comforting.
That's a Matthew Vaughn movie, though. This is the guy who did X-Men First Class. He loves to do X-Men, or not X-Men, comic book stuff, which is what he's been doing for his most recent stuff. But I'm excited. I want to see it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I want to see it. Looks interesting. Just different things like that, you know. I think he'll be a great movie. I think he'll do well.
Yeah, I mean, I think he will. I'm really excited to see it. And this dog will not stay quiet.
Bear.
But I'm forced to leave him in here. My parents don't want him anywhere else. So sorry, audience, but you're going to have to deal with a whining
Bear.
Dog.
It's okay.
There's nothing I can do. Because if I put him in his kennel, he barks. So.
So I think we need to do a little history before we continue on. Who remembers Malcolm X?
Vaguely.
Caleb?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I do.
Caleb,
I don't remember him because I didn't live there in that time, but I know who he is.
Caleb, you're like the history expert. Would you?
I wouldn't say expert, but I know
you're better
some
than I am.
History.
He's our fact checker.
You're better than I am. Would you like to real quick give a quick synopsis of who he was before I continue on?
Malcolm X was a civil rights activist of some sort, more like a radicalist. He was doing basically his own civil rights movement during the same period that Martin Luther King
was.
And he was different because he was more radical, more violent.
Unlike Martin Luther.
His downfall was he started to become softer, is what the people saw him as, his followers. He didn't incite violence as much. And so that's how his downfall really became.
Okay. Well, just so you guys know, I don't know if you knew this, because we are recording early and, you know, whatnot. Today is currently February 22nd, and 50 years ago today, Malcolm X was actually assassinated.
Oh.
Yeah. I found that on Reddit, and it was just like one of those quick little, hey guys, I don't remember who it was, I don't remember where I found it. just that, just throwing this out there, today in history, Malcolm X was assassinated 50 years ago. And I was like,
was that a TIL thread?
It wasn't a TIL. It was somewhere, it was random. I think it was, where was it? It was something like, it might have actually been on the front page. I don't remember.
Well, I mean, a lot of things.
Yeah, on the front page. I think, what was it? I don't remember where it was. I just saw it, and I thought it was interesting. Hmm. Didn't.
Well, I mean, that is an interesting little snippet.
Yeah, I mean, little. It was, I mean, he was definitely someone who definitely helped shape our country.
Yeah,
he was more negative than anything, but yeah.
But still, he was a historical
figure. He's a very big part of history.
Indeed. Another fun thing about today is the Oscars are happening today, but in relation to Malcolm X, the movie Selma, which is nominated for a bunch of awards, he's actually in that movie because it's about like the civil rights movement in Selma.
Right.
MLK, and his last years are depicted in that movie.
I mean, that's kind of interesting.
Which I thought was interesting.
Wow. Weird.
Yeah, like, basically, he took over at one point while MLK was in jail for walking.
Okay.
Malcolm X basically took over the civil rights movement for a little bit, and then he was assassinated, if I am correct. Don't quote
me on that. He was assassinated. I didn't know
a whole lot.
How or why or when. I just know he was.
I know he was assassinated, but I don't remember how or when.
I'd just like to point out that Caleb is talking while eating, which is very socially unacceptable.
That's really gross, Caleb.
Hey, dog, don't touch the mics.
Alrighty.
Yeah, this dog is proving to be more of a pain than he's worth.
Probably because I'm eating.
Yeah, would you finish that, please?
I'm sorry.
Caleb, come on, we are doing a podcast. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, but I mean, food is important.
I mean, it is.
I can't say I blame him.
It is.
So, I kind of exhausted most of my topics in the last hour. However, I would like to point out I downloaded the Adobe Creative Cloud.
I'm not a fan.
I know you're not a fan, but I figured out how to edit with the multi-camera editor. I gotta say, that is a vast improvement on most NLE's multi-camera editing features. It's really, really good, and I like being able to have that all there. Basically just hit a button and it effectively work like a special effects generator in a live performance. So it's a really nice feature for camera switching if you have multiple inputs. It's just a little daunting if you have three or four cameras to watch at the same time, I feel like.
I still can't get over the fact with the whole pay monthly. I don't like that.
I mean, but see, if you're running a business, it's not a big deal. You just write that off on your taxes.
Okay, that's that. But okay, for like, let's say people in college, we don't want to pay monthly for this. We would rather just buy the program once, be able to use it all 4 years in college, and we'll be fine. That way we're not constantly having to get the money.
I don't like the pay monthly either.
I don't say it's a great thing, but...
But you get everything with it and the newest stuff. So it's not that big of a deal. I still don't like paying monthly stuff.
No, it's absolutely a pain in the butt. And right now I'm using the free trial and I think I may be purchasing it. I'm not sure. Because
I'd recommend it, but
CS6 on my iMac just does not work. Which, hey, by the way, I did get a new iMac. I don't know if I mentioned that in the last podcast.
Didn't, but yay, we got a new iMac.
Yeah, I did. I know. Bear, please be quiet. Go somewhere else. Yeah, I did get a new iMac. Okay, hold on. I gotta go let this dog Alrighty. Out. So, I will be right back. You two talk amongst yourselves.
That's awesome.
Alright, hey Caleb.
How's it going, Anthony?
Pretty good. This reminds me of last podcast.
Yeah, the one that happened like 10 minutes ago.
So, let's just continue on with Logan. Without Logan.
No, he's here in he's here in spirit.
He is.
Screw him.
What about the movie Chappie?
It looks interesting.
I feel like it's going to be another, like, iRobot thing.
Well, it's made by, I don't know, Neil Blomkamp, if I'm pronouncing his name right. I pronounce things weird. He's the same guy who did Elysium and District 9. And he's kind of like on this weird sci-fi alternate reality type of thing. He likes to do those.
Okay.
And this almost looks like the same universe as District 9.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've seen those movies, but District 9 is awesome. I didn't bother with Elysium because I didn't really care. I should see it, though. I haven't seen it, so I don't know how good it is or not. But
I just feel it's still going to be more like a... Just like iRobot, where it's the three rules of you got to do what you're told. You can't harm a human type thing. And
I can see that. And then because I believe in this movie, the robots are like the police.
You got the same type of thing where they're told what to do, but then you got the robot who can feel, can think, and different things like that, and is more like a human. Just like an iRobot. And so they're pretty much taking the exact same movie, but then making it a little bit different.
Well, that's what we get from the trailers. It might be completely different.
No, from what I've read of the synopsis and everything, that's what it should be.
It might subvert our expectations, so who knows. But it's taking that idea and adding a four-year-old child to it. Because that's basically what Chappie is. He's like a four-year-old child.
Yeah. I think they went a little bit more of a different take of it has to learn everything. It can't just be like, oh, I know all this stuff. It was more treated like a child where it has to learn and grow and be able to learn to do everything like a normal human would.
The only problem I had with that movie was when I was watching the trailer, I saw Hugh Jackman's character, and Hugh Jackman plays the main antagonist, and he looked like Crocodile Hunter. Like, he was wearing, like, cargo shorts, or, like, just, like, the khaki shorts with, like, a tan, like, top. And I was like, this is Crocodile Hunter with a machine gun.
Is that a little too soon, Caleb?
No, I mean,
it's been a few years, so yeah, I think it's all right.
No, I'm not saying anything bad against Crocodile Hunter. I was just saying he looks like Crocodile Hunter with a machine gun. That's what Hugh Jackman's character looked like.
I mean, so, I guess it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'd like to say welcome back, Logan.
It just looked kind of weird.
Why do you have to do that every time I leave?
Because you leave so often.
I've only left twice today.
I know, but...
You've left us so alone. It's a nice
formal introduction to saying, hey, welcome back.
I know, but for the listeners, it's better to just have me seamlessly transition back in.
No, if you could just go away again and never come back.
Well, I'd just like to say, as the head owner of Barking Rat Media, Caleb, no.
Caleb, you're fired.
He doesn't even work for us. We don't have any employees. We just have three owners.
Everybody is an owner. This is a social system.
Right? We all own. Yeah. We are basically a socialist company at this point. We, me, Matt, and Anthony all own. I own more.
Yep. Just because you kind of had more of the idea and we're letting you take all the heavy load.
Right. Heavy load.
anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
I read a really cool article. I sent it to you guys.
Okay. Hang on. Before we get into this, basically the Star Wars cast, I would like to point out, I don't think I brought this up last week, but we finally sent in the paperwork to the state of Michigan, and we are going to be a licensed business in the state
LLC
of Michigan.
LLC for life.
Pending the approval by the state, but it shouldn't be a big deal. So that means we can finally start getting the money from our ads on YouTube. So our hard-earned, you know, like 30 cents.
Yeah.
We can still get that. So, you know, that's just some big news going on with our company. I'd like to throw out little news tidbits of what we're doing and when we're planning on releasing things on our podcasts.
Yeah. When are we thinking about going to be releasing some different games, play stuff? Do you know?
I'm not thinking until probably, I want to say June.
Okay.
just because we have to get this all figured out. We have to wait until Matt is moved into his new apartment, which is why he could not be here today. Otherwise, we would have Matt. So we're waiting for him, and until we can basically have a centralized place for all of us to game together.
That and
it's too hard trying to organize
that
footage.
I've been trying to get that one edit done, and I still don't have Matt's footage just because the internet here is just awful.
You just haven't even been able to download it?
It gets like, I don't know, it's like a 12-gig file. It gets to about 10 gigs, maybe even 11, and then our internet just stops.
That's every fantastic. Time.
So maybe the way to go about that is you and I could do a couple.
Right.
When we're together and we'll just use the same screen.
Right, do a couple of free times together.
So we could.
Because that's what we're calling when it's just two people playing together.
So I'm...
With one player.
So what
game.
I think I'm going to do is I might do some PC gaming and get some stuff out there. I'm not sure when that will be. But I'm going to do some of that.
I think you should try and play Slender with Perry.
You know I don't like that game.
I know, but I mean, maybe you could make Perry play it.
He might. I don't know.
The platypus?
Yeah, the platypus.
Yeah, let's not call him the platypus.
Oh, come on. He's Agent P.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, fine. Whatever Perry wants.
Never forget.
So, yeah, let's get into the Star Wars cast now.
Okay, so did you guys at least glimpse over that article that I sent you?
I vaguely glimpsed it over. I kind of looked at some of it. Basically, the gist of it I got was how episode 1 correlates to episode 6, episodes 2 and 5 correlate together, and then 3 and 4 correlate, right?
Yes, and it's actually really cool. Like, I was reading it. And it's called, like, the Ring Theory of Star Wars Ring Theory. And you can actually read this article at StarWarsRingTheory.com. I found it on Reddit. And
really?
What it pretty much goes after is the entire thing is supposed to be a loop of how things work out. So, like, 1 through 3, you've got the – because number 4 is A New Hope. So you've got this boy.
Right.
And as 1 and 2 start progressing, even 3, you start thinking, okay, we have this boy here who's going to be that new hope. Right?
I guess.
He's supposed to be the one to bring balance to the Force. Correct?
Well, it's supposed to be Anakin.
Yeah,
so
he's kind of that new hope. But what happens is it ends up corresponding to 6, because it's got to do that loop around because they started at 4.
Right.
So then from there, they set up the shots at the beginning completely similar to number 6.
Well, the shots in the beginning of episode 1 correlate more to the shots in the beginning of episode 4, I'd say.
I'm trying to remember. Was it 4 or was it 6? I got to relook at it.
The shots in 4 are... opening scene, you get a starship. Well, I guess the opening sequence of episode 6 is
all start with a starship.
Yeah, well, they all right. It's Star Wars. It's basically George Lucas's calling card.
Well,
because
here's what it is. It is you have
or a horrible script.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's in number 6. It's the planet. Or not the planet, Death Star. And in number 1, it's the little, like, circular donut-shaped place. Remember what I'm talking about? And then
right.
It goes into
yeah.
Them, like, talking to the commanders on if they can board or not, and different things
right.
like that. And the sequence actually goes in the exact same way with those.
I guess.
Whereas number 4, it starts with the little ship flying out. Then you got this giant, bigger-than-life mass coming at it and chasing it. And you get that sense of feeling of you have the good guys who are trying to get away against all odds.
I suppose, but it seems like... The first three are just trying to defend themselves, and they're just not.
I totally agree that they're still not good. I just thought it was a very, very, very interesting read of the fact of how similar they are. And actually, like, it talked about at the end, something that I talk about in my storytelling class, is at the end we want that redemption feeling in a movie.
I guess, yeah, you always do want that redemption in a character.
Well, that would be called the, in a common archetype movie, it'd be called the Return of the Elixir, Return with the Elixir.
Yes.
Right, and that gets into, like, in Pirates of the Caribbean specifically, I can think of Jack Sparrow's character. You always want him to be so good, but he's just not. Oh, yeah. He is not a good character.
He's not a good character at all.
But in any point of that movie, you want him to do the right thing.
Because he's better than the other guys.
Yeah. Right, because he's better and you know it, and he decides to take the low road. And at every turn, you want him to have that redemption. And it's really, and especially in, I believe it's the Dead Man's Chest, at the end where the Kraken is taking down the Pearl, and Jack just kind of accepts his fate and turns it on, and you realize this is the moment we were waiting for with Jack. Oh, yeah. The moment he finally realized what he wanted. And then in the third movie, again, he had that moment where he was going to run away, and then he ended up coming back. So, and even going with Star Wars, with Han Solo, he did the same thing. He got his reward and left, and then you were like, what, that's it? That's all we get of Han? And then he comes back, and you realize, hey, this guy's not so bad.
And we also have Lando wearing his clothes.
Yeah, that's awkward. Yeah,
it really was.
If anybody knows why that happened, could somebody please explain that to
us? Yes, please. Put that in the comments. Send us a message. I don't care. I want to know why. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it bothers me.
It really does.
George Lucas. That's why.
George Lucas. You can't just blame George Caleb, Lucas.
Come on. It'd be costume design.
No, you really can. You really can.
You can.
Technically, he wasn't the one directing that movie, though. He didn't direct...
He only directed the first one, right?
Yeah, he only directed A New Hope. Not excluding the prequels.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about those.
Not.
Yeah, so we had two other directors, so whatever they wanted, they got. Especially after the success of A New Hope, they got bigger budget and just better. Because the fifth one's the best one.
Oh,
by
yeah,
far.
For sure.
By far, yeah. So I guess it's just the director's aesthetic.
It could very well be.
Probably. Otherwise, the scriptwriter had some hidden meaning in there, but it just never came out.
No.
Never translated to the audience.
I mean, maybe, but...
Exactly.
Maybe it was there, but I don't really know. I couldn't say because I didn't really get any hidden meaning.
No, I didn't.
I guess maybe it's there, maybe it's not. I can't really speculate. I'm not the one taking film class. Caleb is.
Yeah, Caleb. Way to take those film classes.
The only theory I can come up with right now is Harrison Ford didn't like the original, originally didn't like the character of Han Solo.
He wanted him killed off.
Yeah, so maybe at that time they didn't know if Harrison Ford was coming back for the sixth one. And so they're like, well, we can replace him with Lando, I guess. That might have been their mindset. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, then why would they put him in the same clothes, though?
I mean, they wanted the same type of character, I guess.
That's still awkward, though. They could have put him in separate clothing and still had Lando take over the character role.
I don't know what their mindset was there. That's just my... It's possible theory.
I mean, it's possible. For sure possible.
Yeah, it really is.
Who knows?
So, the world may never know. Continuing on movies, there's a new movie that just came out. That's very controversial.
And that would be?
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Gay.
I'm
sorry.
I don't know if that'd be considered gay.
It's not gay at all, but it's
What are you talking about?
It's not gay at all, but, you know. I'm really all against this movie, and I've heard that it was crap on top of crap on top of crap from people who liked the book. So,
yeah,
I've heard nothing but terrible reviews of this movie, and I am just, I kind of have to laugh because I didn't think it would be all that good, well, and I will not see it.
Well, they are probably laughing at us because people are continually still seeing this movie. It's still number one at the box office, even though it plummeted in its second week.
And they're actually predicting $13 million for the second movie that they're going to make.
Holy cow.
Yep, because they've got that big of an audience who want to actually see it.
Hmm. I have no idea.
There was,
I mean, I'm not even into this.
There was,
at all. But
actually,
the director is a woman, and it's, I can't remember her name.
It's the, isn't it the girl who did The Hurt Locker?
No. I believe so.
No, it is not.
Maybe it isn't.
It's the, I don't think it is.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
But it's, you know, Aaron Taylor Johnson, right? He plays Quicksilver, and he's going to play Quicksilver in the Avengers. And he plays in the Matthew Vaughn movie. He was in Godzilla, the main character in Godzilla. He is married to the director.
It is Samantha Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, Samantha Taylor Johnson.
Okay.
Let's see, what else has she done?
Real quick to continue on, though. There have been some very, very interesting things that have came out with that movie, though. Like, people have went to jail because they went and saw that movie.
They went to jail?
Yep.
How does that make any sense?
Imagine what they would be doing.
In another... Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I did see on Reddit. I might have mentioned this on a previous week. But somebody said they had to print out like 100 extra posters that said, "Sorry for the inconvenience, wet seat," something like that.
Ugh.
For their movie theater. They had to print those out. I was like, oh, that's disgusting.
That's really gross.
Ew. That's messed up.
Yeah, just a little bit. And does not shock me at all.
No. Like, did you see the post of someone seeing finding a popcorn bucket with a hole in the middle?
Nope.
I saw that post. There's a post of some lady who got pulled out of the movie theater because of it.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is.
This podcast is taking a weird turn.
Yeah, let's...
This is almost as bad as 30 Seconds to Dick, so let's not.
What is going on?
I don't know. Anthony's trying to, like, shoehorn us into 50 Shades here. I think he's...
No, I'm
he's
just...
He's a secret fan.
Just local.
He's a secret fan. Anthony secretly likes erotic novels.
Oh, yeah.
He's all about those.
He's all about that.
About that bass. About that bass.
No, I just found a lot of content on it, and it was...
I'm sure there's plenty of content. Jeez.
I'm sure. Anthony, what are you looking up?
Oh, you know, the usual.
The usual?
The usual.
Okay.
Anything for content.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could probably do an entire podcast on 50 Shades if we wanted to, but I don't want to.
Okay. We could probably do a week's worth.
Let's continue then. What about that Furious 7?
Furious 7? Oh, yeah.
Fast and Furious, yeah.
Oh, my word. Can they just stop making those movies?
I know. I can't believe they...
I can see them ending it after this one.
No, I don't.
But they won't because...
I was hoping they were going to end it after Paul Walker.
I hope they ended it after...
This is how they're advertising it. They're using Paul Walker to their advantage.
Yeah, because they have footage from it, and so they're going to put Paul Walker in it.
Well, yeah. Well, they also used his twin brothers or his brother. Yeah. I don't know if they're twins, but...
Yeah, they used his brothers to...
And they CG'd the rest.
I mean, it's cool. I'll see it just to see how we can have Paul Walker in this.
Well, they're advertised. They're using him to their advantage, like, because obviously he died. So there's no more movies going to be made with him. This is, like, the last movie.
Okay, and on that, I saw a Reddit post. Apparently, the heirs of Bob Marley won a landmark case to get advertisers to stop putting his face on things.
Oh, wow.
So I'm all for that because I think it's a little disrespectful.
Hmm.
I mean, just plastering his face all over everything. If that was one of your deceased, would you want that?
I don't know.
Would you really
want
to see that?
He was iconic.
He was iconic, but after a while, wouldn't it get tiresome to see your dead father's face plastered all over everything everywhere you go?
No.
They might be getting
tired
of him stealing their thunder as well, because every single one of his kids in some way, I think, is involved in the music industry.
Yeah.
I totally
They're all musicians of the same type of music.
Yeah, so I can see how where that would just be kind of irritating as an heir. You'd be like, okay, can we, like, get over this now?
Yeah, I can totally see that. But at the same time, it's also, like, it's iconic.
It's
gonna
iconic,
happen.
Yes. It's going to happen, but at what point do we say enough is enough? Like, you need to stop this now.
Well, when is it going to be enough type thing when we talk about that, about, like, Congress and all that?
Let's not even get started on politics here.
Oh, I know. I'm just...
We're going from Bob Marley to politics.
Yeah,
what is that even...
There's not even a comparison.
I'm just
There's barely
out
a comparison.
What you're saying.
I know, it's just... At some point, it's just too much. Like, they need to stop and respect that this guy has departed, and we don't need to be plastering his face all over everything.
It's like the argument of, is a person's likeness under the public domain, or is it copyright or of some way?
Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because for an author's work, it takes 70 years for it to become, after the author dies or passes away,
right,
for it to go to public domain. So
shouldn't his likeness be the same?
Is it that way, or is that wrong? That's the argument.
Well, as of right now, I do believe that it's public domain, just because any of the pictures of him that are public domain can be used, and anything that's copyrighted can't.
Well, here's the argument as well. He was an icon.
Yes.
Who put himself out there,
yep,
in the spotlight.
Right.
Yep. It's the same with any other famous person or any politician. That's why you can easily make a movie about a famous person or write about a famous person, because they've already put themselves out there.
Right. Exactly. It's the same as how the paparazzi can get away with taking pictures of celebrities even though they don't want them to, because if it's for news, then you don't need to have any participants' permission to use their likeness. However, if it's for a monetized video, then you do.
Yeah.
Well, also, when you're with a public figure, you're putting yourself out there, and so the privacy argument is weaker. That's why
Correct.
You can make movies, say, about The Social Network, the movie that came out a couple years ago. That's
right.
About Mark Zuckerberg and the whole process of making Facebook.
Right.
There was arguments on whether that movie was completely true or just dishonest in any way.
Right.
Yeah. So Mark Zuckerberg, I think, said that that's not how it happened, but other people said that is how it happened, because obviously that movie did portray Mark Zuckerberg in a negative light, and that's the problem.
Right, because... It portrayed Mark Zuckerberg in the negative, and it portrayed his other partner in the positive, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it did.
And if I remember correctly, it was really the other way around.
I don't know if that's true or not, because that happened behind closed doors, like the whole settlement of what happened with Facebook.
Right, and I think neither one was in the wrong, and neither one was in the right. It was just a big fallout between.
We'll never
two
know
people.
Unless one of them posts an actual, like, or writes their own. Someone writes a story, an autobiography.
Like a tell-all.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The arguments can go both ways, and that's just it's a very touchy subject when it comes to that kind of thing.
Right, and I think that's just kind of how it's going to be. And so, but it is very interesting that they won the case to get them to stop putting his face all over everything, is the point.
Yeah,
so, I don't know what this
means.
Yeah,
that actually does surprise me, because he was an icon in that time.
Right.
So,
and I wonder what this means for future of artists who are deceased, and anybody who will become deceased, whatever this means for any artists or movie stars or anything like that. Does this mean that nobody's likeness is going to be able to be used, or are they going to have to get permission from somebody?
So do we not have to read Shakespeare and high school anymore?
Well, that, what does that mean? Works are different.
Yeah, works are completely different. This Shakespeare's about, works are all public domain.
This is about likeness, not about works.
Okay, so we can't do Thomas Edison posters anymore?
That's kind of what I'm wondering, is what does this mean for anybody's likeness? I would assume possibly they're going to be going with the 70-year route if they do anything like that. So after an artist is deceased, it has to be like 70 years before their likeness can be used on anything. Just like it has to be 70 years before any of their works are public domain.
And if there are any listeners that are experts in this, because obviously we're not, we're debating this and we have no idea.
Yeah, we're all just college students here with a basic understanding of copyright.
Yeah, so if you know how this works better than we do, let us know. So
I mean, we would love to get edumacated.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I want to get learned.
I want to learn.
You want to get learned. All right.
I don't got money for real education. I want to get learned.
Guys, did you
please help us
see that they're making another Assassin's Creed?
Another one.
They're making two.
Well, yeah. Yes, I heard. What is this one about, the Mongolian dynasty or
the one that they were? It was leaked.
China.
Wait, what are you talking about? I heard Victorian England.
I heard Victorian England, and I also heard Far East.
China.
Well, in Unity, if you bought the season pass, there's like gameplay where you can play in different locations, like China. You can play in China as a character that was already introduced during the Ezio games, as like a personal friend that was in China.
Okay.
And you could play as her for a little bit, and that was in ancient China.
Well, but I had heard that they were making a full feature game.
I did not know
yes,
that they were making that. The only game I know that they're making is Victorian England, which is going to be similar to Unity, I can almost see.
Right, because that's in Victorian France. Well,
Caleb.
No, it's a little earlier than that. But
a little earlier than Caleb. Victorian, but essentially Victorian.
Caleb, Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. Look it
up. I think that was the Unity thing.
Is it?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I haven't played anything with the Unity parts of that yet, so. I mean, I'm barely even into Unity. I couldn't play it.
I played it. It was fun. I mean, the story got a little stupid at the end, but.
Yes, it's a DLC.
But it just seems like there's so many broken parts to that game.
It's better now.
In gameplay.
Because I got through the game without any problem. Like, I had one framer issue at the beginning. And then I had no problems throughout.
I have had so many frame rate problems with that game, I can't even play it. It just bothers me, and the animations are not the best.
All right, we can real quick get back.
I got over
we
that.
Can real quick get back on this. I just want to real quick rant on another game that I thought was, I love the game, but I thought there was an awful part of it. And you guys might not like me when I say this, but Shadow of Mordor.
Are you talking about the end?
Yes.
I don't understand that.
I understand the was end. I was weird. I was not happy with the end.
No, I don't understand the what's the new ring of power?
New ring of power.
I don't know.
Yeah, at the very end, the very last line. Spoiler alert. He turns and says, "It's time for a new ring of power."
Oh no, he's just saying we need to get that ring, be combined, and just be even more powerful. That's what he's talking about. Like. Together with them combined, the ring would be even more powerful than just Sauron alone.
But it was Talion and Celebrimbor trying to get... He said it's time for a new ring, so he wants to make a new ring using Celebrimbor to destroy the old ring.
Might have been a metaphor for them in general, because they've got supernatural power.
Exactly.
Could be.
It might have been a metaphor. Who knows?
If anybody has any speculation, please tell us.
All I know...
There is a DLC coming out where you play as Celebrimbor.
I will be downloading that.
No, all I know was I was not happy with the ending. I thought there would be a little bit more of an action. It was more
game,
just like...
Yeah, gameplay-wise,
it was very disappointing.
Greatest. It was literally just do a little bit of a video or gameplay action, and then it went
like
into a video.
Buttons.
That's all it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that.
And that game was, it did that too much with the bosses. The first boss battle was amazing, and I thought, man, if each of these boss battles are going to be like this, this game is going to be so hard to beat, because it's going to get increasingly hard. And then the second boss is Just so easy. You
he was like a psychological boss. It was weird.
Yeah, you hide from him and then you just jump on him from the top. I mean, all I had to do was climb up to that very top of that watchtower, find him, and then jump down on him. It wasn't hard at all.
Yeah, I...
And then that third one was, that was stupidly easy.
I got annoyed with all the cuts to, like, video portions. Like, even, like, with captains, every time it was the whole, oh, you're backing around and I gotta fight you. No, just let me fight them. I know that they're a captain.
Right. It, like, it cuts to a cutscene like, oh, well, I'm gonna rip your head off, it, human.
And for well, me being on PS3... it
throws out their personality a little bit.
For me
bit,
being
like,
on PS3, it slowed the game down. It was very hard to play because it was very glitchy because they were trying to add so much to it, and it didn't work for the PS3.
Well, I didn't have the PS3 version. I had the PS4 version.
I know. I had Xbox One.
But what I'm saying is for... because if they want to make it where it's compatible with it, make it where it's going to actually play well.
I mean, I'm not a game dev, so I can't really criticize that part of it, but when you're trying to design a game for first gen and then next gen, it's hard. It really is. Well, I guess 360 and 3 are...
I think the problem is they're trying to get these things out fast, and so with newer consoles, and this is not related to what Anthony's been talking about, but with newer consoles, it might be a problem because they don't understand the software fully.
Exactly. Right, and they're trying to develop for an old console and a new console at the same time, and so they try to cut corners and make things as easy as possible. And
that's like the Assassin's Creed games. They rushed Unity on the newer consoles and didn't work at first.
No,
I waited to buy the game and I didn't have any problems, but people who bought the game had problems.
I even waited later and I still had problems with it, which is why I was so disappointed with it. And that goes back to the whole pre-ordering games
don't
and consoles
do
thing. Don't do it. Just don't. It's really killing the gaming industry as a whole.
Which we still got to beat up Caleb for.
Well, here's my
not literally
response
don't,
to that.
I don't think we're actually going to abuse him.
But we are.
Just slightly.
Rocksteady, I pre-ordered, for people that don't know, I pre-ordered Arkham Knight. One, because they had great pre-order bonuses. And Rocksteady hasn't any problems with that. Because
not
they
yet,
take like 5 years to make the game.
Right.
Not yet, at least.
Like their last game they developed was Arkham City. And that was like 5 or 6 years ago.
See, what baffles me though is between who are the three that put out Call of Duty? It's Infinity Ward, Treyarch, and who's the third one now?
Activision.
Between those three companies, they take 3 years to make a game. And at first, they took a year to make a game. Or 2 years, because they would trade on and off. I don't understand why more game devs can't do that. Why can't they take their time to make a game instead of just pumping it out every year?
Okay, Call of Duty.
Well, that's what they kind of did with Arkham Origins.
It's being pumped out every year, but it's being split between three different devs.
I know.
So each dev has 3 years to make it now.
Well, fans are very touchy about that. That was the problem with Arkham Origins. They gave it to another company and let them do it, and people weren't as impressed with Arkham Origins because it was a different developer. They had different mechanics, and it was just different.
Right, but it works for Call of Duty, and I don't understand. I'm not saying hand it off to another dev. I'm saying just take your time with the game.
No, I agree. Take your time.
And actually do everything
you're going
to say you're going to do.
I'm looking at you, GTA 5.
That was a call out at them.
Don't even get me started on Rockstar. What really pissed me off about Rockstar is when the GTA 5 first came out and everybody was glitching and stealing online cash. And then Rockstar got all pissed. It's like, how can you get pissed at your fans for doing what your game promotes, you idiots?
No, see, what irritated me was I didn't do that, and I got a ton of money because they messed up, and then they took it.
Yeah, it really sucked. It was a whole bad deal, and Matthew is the one who pointed this out to me, but they got mad at the fans for basically doing what their game promotes.
Stealing.
And I think that's stupid. Like, how can you get mad at them for that?
Yeah, I was not very happy when I got back on. It was all sound like, oh, I have, like, hardly anything left. What the crap?
Right, I feel like that'd be kind of disappointing and upsetting.
Yeah, it really was. And then they, like, Apparently, like, they, like, banned people from the game and stuff, too.
Really?
They did do that.
Yes, I read about that where, like, pretty much if they were causing a lot of the problems and stuff or, like, putting videos up on YouTube saying how to do it and they realized, like, they didn't, like, get rid of their gamer tag, they would block them so they couldn't play online.
Well, I mean, that's funny.
I mean, I don't know if they still do it, but I know for, like, a while they were, like, blocking them.
I mean, I can see that if you're the one causing the problem, but you shouldn't punish everybody else.
Yeah, it was really dumb.
And it's all about money, really, because it's the same like the movie industry. If a movie flops, people aren't going to get paid, and it just doesn't work out very well because people pirate the movies and watch them for free. Well, that doesn't make any money. Same with the video game. People pirate the games, they cheat the games. Rockstar or any other company isn't going to make as much money, and it's expensive to make these things.
It is.
It's very expensive.
But if you made a quality product, people wouldn't pirate it as much.
That's a valid point, too.
It is, but then there's still people that
do. I'd feel more justified in spending $60 on a game if it was actually good.
Thank you.
Which might be also an argument to making these games fast, because quantity might be what's making them money over quantity.
It does not replace quality.
It would mean don't...
No, I agree. Caleb,
that would mean
for them it's money.
Caleb, it would mean don't get it out every year, and it would mean actually make it good.
Right, because I'd feel more justified in spending $60 on a game that's actually good and delivers everything they promised.
But those studios are expensive to run because they've got a lot of equipment and a lot of people. I don't know if you watch the credits. They're just as long as a movie credits.
Oh, sometimes
if not longer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if not longer. So they had to pay all those people, plus with all the equipment. And this is why, like, a special effects company... This is why a special effects company is like the people that did Life of Pi.
Right.
They went bankrupt. They went belly up before they even got the Oscar for Best Visual Effects.
Okay.
So, same thing goes for a video game company.
Right. Okay, Caleb, I would like to point out, I figured out what's going on with your mic. The Windows phone does not use the same format as the Apple does, so the mic on your headset doesn't work right, so it's actually going through your phone's mic. So that's why me and Anthony are hearing this obnoxious scraping because you're touching your phone.
Oh, my word, that's been
bugging me. I finally figured
that
out. So don't touch your phone.
I almost yelled at Caleb to stop moving.
No. So, okay, continue with your rant. I'm sorry, I just had to point that out so you understood.
All right. Well, I don't know where I was at.
You were about...
It's expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yep, that is all I have to say.
Okay, so it's just like a movie, though. I feel more justified in paying for a movie that I know is going to be good than in movies where I see the credits or the trailers and be like, I'll just pirate that.
Well, it's illegal, so don't do that.
Well, I will admit to, pirating the occasional movie. Suck it, NSA. The call out. I mean, they really don't care about me pirating a movie or two every now and then, because I will also admit that I go and see far more movies in theaters than I do pirate. So.
I definitely go see more if it's a good movie, I'll usually see it more than once in the theater.
And that too. And there was actually a poll in Australia, because Australia is the highest country for
pirating
rate.
And they go more than they pirate.
Yeah. Anybody who is a pirate.
Pies.
Yeah, anybody that it's a pirate, they reported actually seeing more films than anybody who is a non-pirater.
Exactly.
So that was interesting to see that. It was a good argument, not necessarily for pirating, but just kind of to ease off.
Like, we're kind of paying for it to see it. Like, we pay for it once, and then we want the actual movie. So we go to it again, and we kind of pay for it again, and that's kind of like we did pay for it.
Right. And it'll be like I might go see one movie 4 or 5 times, but then I'll download another one from the internet that I didn't pay for to see in theaters, and I feel like it kind of evens out a little bit. Not trying to defend piracy at all,
not
but
at all.
I feel like, I mean, yes, it's still wrong, and it's going against somebody's intellectual property, but I feel like it kind of evens out a little bit, trying to make myself feel better.
All right, then. I have a quick question.
Yes, you do.
What do you guys think about the new Jurassic Park movie?
I'm excited.
I'm not.
I feel like it's just gonna be a nostalgia flick. I don't really have very high expectations for it.
I'm not excited for it.
Well, I'm a Jurassic Park fan, so I'm.
Oh, I am too.
A bit excited.
I am too, but I honestly am still for the whole. You made 3 movies, don't make a 4th, which is why I have issue with Furious 7. Stop making them. You've made 7 movies already. Stop. It loses quality after a while.
So the dog found his pig ear, and now he's playing with that.
Yay.
Yeah, it's kind of loud. Sorry about that, audience.
But yeah.
You can let him have it.
What do you...
But yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. They've made so many, they need to just stop.
Just stop.
But then that's the same argument for Star Wars as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they should have continued after 4, 5, and 6.
But I'm really excited for it because... It's a long-standing franchise, and it has a good history, and it's one of the most beloved franchises by fans. And I would argue that Jurassic Park is almost equally beloved by some.
I know, but it's just stop. You've made 3. You've made your point. You've made your money from it. It's still a good thing. Don't tempt fate, if you want to say, and have a chance of making it go bad.
But you know why they do it, right?
Money.
Money, money, money.
Here's how I see it. If you don't want to see it, don't see it. Let the people make their living. Because there are hundreds and hundreds of people who are going to get paid from that movie. Let them get paid.
Right, and I kind of agree with that because that's the same thing with our podcast. We've made 4. Why keep making them? And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of other people doing the same thing we do. Why should we do it? Because we're trying to make a living here, and people who want to watch it will watch it, and people who don't want to watch it won't. So, you know, it's going to get supported by the people who wanted it, and it's going to get not supported by people who didn't. So,
okay.
You know, you see where I feel about this? I'm kind of at a mixed ground. I know what you're saying with it, and I just, you know, whatever.
Alrighty.
Let it happen.
So, we've got...
Like the Beatles, just let it be.
We've got, about 7 minutes?
Ish, okay. Around there.
So I told you guys before we start, I had a little surprise. We're gonna play. All right. We're gonna be playing a game.
We are right now.
Yeah, right now.
Uh-oh.
Are you guys ready?
I might be.
Caleb, are you ready?
Absolutely not.
Don't be too afraid. Okay.
I'm afraid.
Pretty much what I'm doing is I'm gonna be going on Reddit, on the Would You Rathers.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to see what you two think. Are you ready?
Can this be the last segment of our podcast every week from now on?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Someone kill me.
Would you rather?
Okay, No. The first one's not bad. Would you rather explore the galaxy or deep ocean?
Definitely galaxy. I feel like I'd find less dangerous stuff out there.
Interstellar.
Well, see, but it wasn't that dangerous to him. It was just dangerous to everybody else.
Yeah.
What about you, Caleb?
So I'm just going to be Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
I want to go through a black hole.
Yeah.
Wormhole.
Pop out on the other side 200 years later. No, it was a black hole. He went through a black hole.
I was told it was a wormhole.
Nope, it's a black hole.
It was a black hole in the movie, but, you know, people argue the same thing.
Okay.
People say they're the same thing, but he went through a singularity.
Okay. What about you, Caleb?
I believe he answered with Matthew McConaughey, which I would think is space. Caleb, is Matthew McConaughey your final answer?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Or Anne Hathaway. She survived, so.
Well, basically, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You guys ready for number 2?
Number 2.
No.
Okay.
Would you rather win $50,000... or your best friend win $500,000.
I'm sorry, Caleb. I love you a lot, but I'd rather win 50.
Oh, that's fired.
Well, because I could reinvest that 50 in our company. So.
I know, but so could Caleb. And he's got a lot
more. Well, he could. Or he could reinvest it in his own career.
That's true.
I'm going to go with the 500 for the best friend.
Well, who's the best friend?
Is it me, Caleb?
That's the joke. We all know.
Or is it Rachel?
Oh.
It's Rachel.
Well, I can make a living of my own, so I'll let someone else have the money.
Oh. Okay.
I'm a generous guy. Chivalry.
You know, I looked up the chivalry code. There is only one thing in there about treating women right. The rest of it's all about how to duel.
Pretty much.
So, a woman got upset with me for not holding the door open. I challenged her to physical combat in public. She wasn't impressed.
Alrighty. So I think we're going to do, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah, I think 4 or 5 would be good.
Alrighty. We're going to do a little bit more of a messed up one.
Oh, boy.
Gotta have a little bit of fun.
Giggity.
Would you rather drink a pint of vomit?
Oh.
Semen. Crap. Or blood?
I'm going to go with the blood. As long as it's not HIV blood.
No, it's clean.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with the blood. Caleb, I do hear semen is salty if you like salty things.
Oh, gosh.
And it is part of his favorite part of the body.
Can I take suicide?
No.
No, you got to choose.
Geez, I'll go blood.
Yeah, I think blood seems like the least disgusting option because I already lick my own blood when I cut myself.
Yeah.
Wait, is it my blood or somebody else's blood?
Someone else's.
Yeah, I'm still going to go blood.
Vampire.
Yeah, exactly. Could be Edward.
Alrighty.
Girls like vampires, right?
I'm pretty sure.
As long as they sparkle.
So, you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
No.
Would you rather be... Or no.
Yes.
Sorry. Would you rather have an orgasm every time you hear All Star by Smash Mouth or whenever you have an orgasm, All Star starts blaring out loud?
Definitely option number 2.
I didn't quite catch that. Can you repeat that? What was number 2?
Every time you monk it, then you would hear All-Star playing somewhere. I'm definitely going option 2. I think that'd be the most awesome thing ever, because I would feel like an All-Star every time.
My face is red.
Why would you choose that?
Because it'd be awesome. It's like a cheesy catchphrase from like any cartoon, but it's just something that happens. I wouldn't be weird if it just happened. If that's just how things happen, that wouldn't be weird.
Caleb, what's your pick?
Probably option 2.
Alrighty.
Because I don't really care.
He doesn't really care, apparently. Well, I mean, option number 1 is you just have to hear it every time it...
Well, happened. I don't every really time hear it that often.
Every time you happened, it would hear it. Every time you heard that song. So how often do you hear that song?
Never.
So you wouldn't have to deal with it ever then. So every time you heard that song, you'd have to monk it, you know?
But I mean, if he wanted to have a wife and want kids.
Well, okay, so is that the only stipulation, is you have to hear that song in order to, or is it just every time you heard that song?
Oh, no. To be able to, you have to hear that song.
Next question.
Okay, see this adds more depth to the question. Caleb is clearly uncomfortable with this topic, so let's move on.
I think it's weird.
Alrighty.
I think it's going to make our... Never mind, no.
Alrighty.
It's going to be an adult-rated podcast. Deal with it.
Alright, you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
No.
Caleb. Not having fun with this.
Would you rather forever have bad breath or forever have an itchy butt?
Like a constant itchy butt?
Yes.
like it's just a constant level of itch.
Yes.
I feel like you'd be able to stand it after a while, so I think
I feel like you become like immune to it.
No. Like it will always, like you start getting immune to it, it gets worse.
But I think you would just end up, it'd get so bad that you just wouldn't even be able to care anymore.
I don't know.
So I think I'd go with the itchy butt.
I think I would too.
I think I'd rather have personal issues with my anus itching than scare off every woman I ever try to date with bad breath.
Yeah, I'm going number 2.
Because I can resist
it. I feel like you become immune to it. Like, if it was just constantly there.
Even if it did increase over time, I think you'd still develop some level of immunity to the itch.
You could probably find some medication for it.
Right.
Like
Utterly Smooth Cream or something?
Cialis.
Itch cream? Cialis. What?
Oh, man.
Erectile dysfunction medicine for your itchy anus.
Hey, it might be one of the side effects.
Oh, man.
Throw that in an advertisement. Make that a t-shirt.
Well, I am finding
that needs to be a t-shirt.
I am finding some
Cialis
good
for an itchy butt.
No, just ED medication for an itchy butt.
I'm finding
what was
really good would you rathers on here.
What was the one that you said earlier needed to be a t-shirt? Oh yeah, diversified interests. Caleb said we needed to do a diversified interests and then have pictures of a genericized iPhone, Android tablet, and Windows computer.
It was either that or diversified loyalty.
Yeah, it was something.
Spreading the
but
seed.
So that we could clearly tell it's supposed to be Windows, Android, and Apple.
Yeah.
But to where it's not copyright.
That would be really cool. We could do that.
I would just have diversified loyalties, nothing else.
Well, people wouldn't get the joke. So it would have
But
to
it's
be...
still a joke in itself because, like, you're loyal to everything.
Right. I mean, I guess. I think that needs to be a t-shirt, though, for sure.
Oh,
I think
man.
You need to be a t-shirt.
Or should it be the word diversified loyalties, and then it's like made up of different flags in a gradient?
Can we get that retarded person,
hey.
Like that spelled kitchen wrong, can we get them on a t-shirt?
Diversified
still
loyal
bugging
test.
Me. The box is sitting right next to me. I'm looking right at it, and it's
I did that
really
just for
bugging
you.
Me.
I did that just for you.
Yeah. Who spells kitchen K-I-C-H... E-N.
I don't know. Maybe a fourth grader?
They spelled everything else right, though.
Again, maybe a fourth grader.
I don't know. It's bugging me.
Okay. Well, Anthony, I think we're at time. I think we might have even run just a little bit longer than we wanted to.
It'll be good.
So, yeah. So, with that, I would like to end with thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at BarkingRatMedia. Don't forget to check out our GoFundMe campaign, which is GoFundMe.com/BarkingRatMedia. Please donate. We really need the money. We're going broke here. So thanks, everybody.
Way to beg.
Yeah, thank you
Bye.
For watching.
Bye. We love you.
Beggars.